I'm thinking about how mothers teach their children survival instincts. And the harder a mother is on her child, the more she had to deal with when she was young. So the goal is to kind of unwind and always do better than our parents did. But they taught us so well. In all of their ways, the better and worse, the ugly and the beautiful, they taught us all of it. So our goal is to learn how to unwind all of that. Learn how to unwind all of that. So that we don't have to teach our kids such strong survival skills in that way. We can still teach them survival skills, but we do it in harmony with nature. They sleep out in the woods, for example. They learn how to live with people and live without people. They learn what it feels like. Both ends of the spectrum. They do it in a nature way, a natural way. And Mother Earth helps. But we've gotten so far from nature that we don't do it that way anymore. We teach them survival by yelling at them, criticizing them, controlling them, showing them what it's like to be controlled and manipulated and to live in fear. We teach them all that. So that's going to have to change. We're going to have to unteach that stuff. And you know how you do that? You get closer to nature. You get closer to nature. And it comes more and more natural the closer you get to nature. Teaching them survival skills, because they are literally going to be using the survival skills to survive. Now we call survival skills like just being able to think right. That's a survival skill. Because we think in all these other ways, because we don't know how to think what they call straight, think clearly, think transparently. That our minds are not assertive. So we need to get closer to nature. So that we can think like nature does. Look at nature. Nature is just sitting here, just like enjoying life, being all peaceful, soaking up the sunrise, and drinking that rain, soaking up the sunrise, drinking that rain, just looking up at the beautiful sky all day. Looking up at the beautiful sky all day. I mean, can you imagine? They do have a really beautiful life, and they are very resilient to live out here in every element all at once, sometimes. They're such great teachers. Such great teachers. See two trees close to each other. Their branches look all intertwined, like they're holding hands or arms or branches. Just sitting there along the water. Enjoying life. That's all they know how to do. They just enjoy life. They just exist. I mean, wow. The greatest teachers are all out here.